This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said that the Mahayuti government has worked relentlessly for the development of Marathwada region of Maharashtra. Addressing a rally in Nanded, Mr. Modi said that in the last 2.5 years, the Marathwada region has seen investment of more than 80,000 crore rupees. He highlighted 11 irrigation projects in the region. He also emphasized key developments like the Delhi-Mumbai Industrial Corridor, Rail Coach Factory, Logistic Park, Samruddhi Highway, Shaktipeeth Expressway, and new flights from Nanded to Delhi and Adampur, expressing confidence in the creation of numerous local employment opportunities. Earlier, PM Modi addressed an election rally in Vidarbha region at Akola, highlighting the importance of irrigation projects in Vidarbha. He said that the central government has given boost to industry and infrastructure for cotton cultivators by laying the foundation stone of textile park in Amravati. In Jharkhand, election campaigning is in full swing. Leaders of both NDA and INDIA bloc are making whirlwind tour across the state to woo voters in favour of their party candidates. Addressing an election meeting at Chhatarpur in Palamu, senior BJP leader Amit Shah accused Rahul Gandhi of being anti-OBC, Dalit and tribal. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi criticised BJP tax policies and accused its leadership of favouring capitalists over the poor. Addressing an election meeting at Baghmara in Thanbad district, Mr. Gandhi further alleged that scheduled tribes, scheduled castes and other backward classes constitute the majority of the country's population, but they are not adequately represented in government institutions. On the other hand, Chief Minister Hemant Sorain took a sharp jibe at the Bharatiya Janata Party after it accused the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha of patronizing infiltrators in the state. Addressing a poll rally in Ranchi, Sorain wondered on what basis the BJP and its leaders claim about Bangladeshi infiltration in Jharkhand when there is no identification. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today emphasized that research and innovation, in a sense, are key to the attainment of the goal of a developed nation. Addressing the fourth convocation ceremony of the National Institute of Technology in New Delhi today, Mr. Dhankar highlighted how high the country ranks in the field of research and innovation, which will define its prowess to the global community. He further urged educational institutions to harness their potential as crucibles of innovation and research. Mr. Dhankar also called upon corporate entities to support this mission through substantial contributions. Uttarakhand celebrates its 25th Foundation Day today. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended greetings on the occasion. In a social media post, the Vice President said, Uttarakhand is blessed with pristine beauty and spiritual richness. He wished that this blessed state continue to flourish and scale greater progress and development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded Uttarakhand for its outstanding strides in development. Addressing the nation virtually on the occasion of the 25th Foundation Day of Uttarakhand today, he also highlighted that the nation will see the resolution of Viksit Uttarakhand for a Viksit Bharat being fulfilled in the next 25 years. At least 24 people were killed and more than 40 others injured after an explosion occurred at Quetta railway station in Balochistan today. At the time of the explosion, a train was ready to depart from the platform for Peshawar. The train involved was reportedly travelling from Quetta to Peshawar. This incident took place over a week after a bomb attack near a girls' school in western Pakistan. India's Pankaj Advani has won the IBSF World Billiards Championship 150-up format title. He defeated England's Robert Hall in the final clash of the tournament at Doha in Qatar this afternoon. Indian men's hockey team captain Harmanpreet Singh and former goalkeeper P.R. Srijesh have won the FIH Player of the Year and Goalkeeper of the Year titles for 2024. Both Harmanpreet and Srijesh received the recognition during the 49th FIH Statutory Congress in Oman yesterday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.